This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERSINC.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie on senior night. The Fort Loramie Lady Redskins take on the Bodkins Trojans. Fort Loramie 20-0, going for a perfect year tonight, 21-0. This, of course, the last regular season game, the last Shelby County League game, the contest on Saturday, Fort Loramie, Findlay, Liberty Benton, canceled because Liberty Benton had to make up a league contest that was snowed out in the last 2 weeks. Senior night this evening, Chuck, head coach Carlos Siegel was out at midcourt just a few minutes ago, recognizing Kennedy Gebhardt, Taylor Ratterman, Marissa Myring, Macy Imwally, having had the privilege of coaching those four young ladies since their freshman year. They've logged varsity minutes ever since they were ninth graders.
Well, and then they not only do they bring outstanding basketball talent, but they bring leadership to this. Not it's not a young team anymore,
right?
But they do such a good job in making sure that everybody's prepared in the right spots. They're kind of like the coaches on the floor.
The opponent tonight for Fort Loramie is Botkins, 15-6 on the year. Split with Rushi, defeated Parkway. It's a young team, only two seniors on the entire roster. Second-year head coach Philip Grove has done a nice job. He coached for several seasons on the boys' side under head coach Brent Meyer. Freshman, JVs. So Phil Grove knows basketball. He is pleased with this year's performance and is looking forward even more to next year.
Well, yeah, they're going to be better next year, that's for sure. And they had a nice season.
Sure did.
They got to get ready for their tournament game. Tonight's going to be one where they got to make sure that they don't turn the ball over 25, 30 times. Unfortunately, they probably will because that's what Loramie does to everybody they play.
We're so pleased to have with us again tonight on scoresbroadcast.com three underwriting sponsors who are with us online for every single Fort Loramie game only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. New underwriting sponsors in the last few months, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Vote JordanSheriff.com, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Brand new underwriting sponsor, Physical Sports Therapy, located in Fort Loramie, across the street from Tom and Jerry's. And in the same complex as two or three other businesses, including Primary Eye Associates. So pleased to have with us here tonight, live from the Fort Loramie High School gym, Jim Spitzer of Pinnacle Sports Therapy. You've been in for sales for 13 years. What triggered the move over here to Fort Loramie? New business, a lot of interest from this part of Shelby County.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Chuck. I came over to Fort Loramie because I was actually thinking about starting an office in Covington, and that fell through.
Okay.
And as I was driving up here, I was kind of looking around, and I saw a place for rent that I wasn't expecting, and I called Dr. Karen Fortman, and things just kind of worked out here, and right. I just feel like I was meant to be here.
Dr. Fortman at Primary Eye Care.
Correct.
Which is in the same complex as yours.
Yes.
700 East Park. You are located on what would be the southeast corner of 705 and Dawson Road, kind of catty-quartered from the high school here in Fort Loramie. 21 years experience in outpatient settings, treating athletes of all types. You're the owner, a licensed physical therapist. Talk about your background and experience and what you bring to Fort Loramie.
Well, I originally started in the Air Force. I served there for 4 years.
Okay.
And in the process of doing that, like a lot of therapists, my story involves me hurting myself. So injured myself there, and after I got out of the Air Force, decided to go to Toledo, and I graduated from the Medical College of Ohio in 98. And I think a little bit different with me than other places I've worked in the past. Well, one, it's my office, and every patient that comes in gets an individual treatment from me.
Yep.
And I'm a firm believer in getting to know the patient as a person and not just another number, which is pretty common nowadays.
Sure.
When you go to hospitals and bigger settings. So I like to get to know each patient on a personal level.
Yeah, even the accounting field has changed. It used to be that accountants sat with their customers and went over every phase of the tax form to show the best interest in the taxpayer and provide as positive a tax return as possible. Anymore this day and age, it's just drop off the forms and see you later.
Yeah.
I like the customized treatment program. You also create a specialized home plan for each of your patients.
Yeah. The first time when people come in, I look at them and do a complete history, do an evaluation, take measurements, and kind of come up with a plan going forward, what we're going to do as far as treatment.
Right.
That includes giving them a personalized thing to take home with them and maximize the time that they're not in the clinic.
Jim Spitzer of Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jim is with us online, live, for the first time here on Scores Broadcast. We talk all about Pinnacle Sports Therapy each and every game. You treat knees, you treat shoulders, you treat ankles, all kinds of sports injuries, and you're working closely with Fort Loramie basketball freshman Caleb Maurer, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, I guess we don't have enough mics to get Caleb on. but he came with me tonight. I talked him into coming with me to show me some support because I'm kind of nervous to be live here. So, yeah, he's a great kid. I saw him earlier in football, and I guess St. Henry got him again. And now I'm seeing him because of a basketball thing. And a really great kid. I enjoy working with him.
Hey, I've got a headache tonight. Can you fix me?
If it's musculoskeletal, maybe.
You accept all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp, at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie.
That's correct. Yep. And I also discount my rates quite a bit for people who just want to pay cash.
And for the last 13 years, Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. That's where you've been for the last decade plus. Now reaching out, expanding east, or I should say what, northeast, into Shelby County, Fort Loramie specifically.
That's correct. I've been really thrilled to have my own place there in Versailles. And, you know, just as time elapses, people, as you get a little older, you can sometimes get stagnant. And I really felt a draw to expand and challenge myself in a different way. So that's one reason I'm branching out here.
Hey, I love your motto, love your slogan, your verbal moniker, so to speak. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Like it.
Yeah, well, thanks. A friend from church came up with that one for me, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she helped me out a lot with the logo and everything. I'm not very artistic, so.
And not only is a friend at church a good person to know, a superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good person to know, too.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Hey, thank you for coming by. Tell me about the popular days. When are you in the office in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park, and what might the range of hours be?
I guess as of right now, and this is changing maybe in the next month or two,
right.
I'm here at Fort Loramie from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, Tuesday, Thursdays, Friday mornings from, it depends, 7 to noon, and if I have to be sometimes, instead of Versailles, I can be at Fort Loramie on Saturdays.
I want our listeners to jot down this phone number, 937-419-1491, 937-419-1491, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Jim Spitzer, the owner and physical therapist, is a good guy to know. He's fully qualified, licensed, and he will create an individual customized treatment program for you.
That's right.
And you're nodding, and thank you so much. Appreciate you stopping by.
Okay.
Hey, tell you what, sometimes we've got several minutes to fill before tip-off if we're on a little early, like we were tonight, because of senior recognition night for the girls' basketball program. You're free to stop by any time.
Okay. Great. That's great, because I've been told I have a face for radio. So.
There you go. Hey, you got a good voice for one, too?
Yeah, I doubt that.
No.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Jim.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. New underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Parker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Chuck, I had a few minutes before the seniors were honored here tonight at Fort Loramie, before this game between the Fort Loramie girls and Bodkins, and I was chatting with Macy Imwali, Marissa Meiring, Taylor Ratterman, Kennedy Gebhardt out in the hallway, and I said, you know what, the other night, several fast breaks in the first quarter, the ball never hit the floor. Not once did it hit the floor in those fast break layups. I said, I know head coach Carla Siegel is pleased. There are no dribble queens on this team.
I'm sure they've heard that term. I'll tell you, the first quarter on Tuesday night was against Marion Local was the best quarter of basketball, boys or girls, I think I've seen since I've been doing this.
Yeah.
That's how good they were. They made their first seven shots, and it just was a snowball effect. Marion Local is a good basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have a chance.
No, that was a marvelous performance for the Fort Loramie girls, and I know it's a small sample size. The Redskins have played a number of MAC teams this year, and, of course, we've just seen those MAC schools play Fort Loramie. But Marion Local, at least on Tuesday night, wasn't as good against Fort Loramie as the other MAC teams were. Redskins put on a show in every one of those games that they played against the MAC schools.
Yeah,
but wow. What was the final? 80-28?
80-28.
Oh, my goodness.
I was out last night, and I ran into Kyle Bachman, great official in the area, and he said, how in the heck? And I go, you had to see it to believe it.
Right. And that Marion Local team's got some fine guards, good size on the inside, a number of young ladies who will be back next year.
They're going to be better next year,
that's
for sure. Right? They had the sophomore, and her name eludes me now, but she was outstanding last night.
Two guards, Holscher and Rethman.
Holscher.
We'll return with the starting lineups and the tip-off of tonight's game, Fort Loramie-Bodkins girls, in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And Chuck, against Fort Loramie, or I should say against Marion Local, Redskins were red hot shooting the ball. Defensive rotations, nothing lost when they sub, no setback whatsoever, extremely deep. Could have said the team was somewhat inexperienced a year ago, not so now, even though only four seniors.
Oh, yeah, they're going to miss the seniors, but they've got all kinds of firepower coming back. Telling you what, I've been waiting for Kenzie Holscher to have that kind of an offensive night for 2 years. She is so talented, and she made her first couple of shots, and you just saw the light click on, and she was amazing all night long.
Yeah, Dana Rose and Kenzie Holscher are both emerging as pretty consistent, big-time offensive forces for this girls' team.
And 1'6" and 1'6", so that doesn't hurt any because they handle the ball on the perimeter as well as they go inside.
Exactly. As we noted several minutes ago, before we talked with Jim Spitzer of Pinnacle Sports Therapy, the Botkins girls program is guided now by Phil Groves. He is in year number 2 as the head man of the Botkins girls program, assisted Brett Meyer on the boys' side for several seasons. 5 is JV, 3 is freshman coach. Biggest win this year over Rushi, also a nice triumph over Midwest Athletic Conference foe Parkway. 15 wins in 21 games for the Botkins girls. Right. Not too shabby.
No, they've had a fine season, and they could win a game in the tournament.
Oh, yeah, sure could get a bye. And we plan to cover the Botkins game next Thursday. The girls for Botkins would play the winner of Houston Layman Catholic.
Right. That should be a good game.
Yep. In the early tilt, I think it's a 6 o'clock game at Sidney High School next Thursday evening. Well, the Fort Loramie girls are being introduced, the starting 5. Lights have been dimmed. Caitlin Gasson, guard. She's in the opening 5 with Kennedy Gebhardt, along with Kenzie Holscher. Dana Rose, no doubt, in the beginning 5, and senior Marissa Myring. You'll see Taylor Radiman right away off the bench, and I'm sure senior Macy Imwally before the night is over. 2 of the 4 seniors in this program start. Radiman in very quickly. Imwally off the bench as well. As we noted, Redskins just don't lose much at all when they sub. Head coach Carlos Siegel in year number 20. He's got a juggernaut. About a half an hour ago, Chuck, Phil Grove, head coach at Botkins, said to me, we might be able to play with him for the first several minutes, but we just don't have the depth.
Nobody has the depth. That's the thing. Loramie, you talk about teams, you say this like a snowball effect, snowball going downhill. They're like an avalanche. They're not a snowball. They're an avalanche coming at you.
Right. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie in the home white. Black numbers outlined in red. Here's Kennedy Gebhardt in the right corner. Open, freed up, shot the 3, missed it short. Rebound in the lane, Holscher. It is up on the rim, dances off. Loose ball left corner. Knocked out of bounds by Botkins. Fort Loramie will throw it in. Opening 5 for Botkins. McKenna Maurer is a 5'8 junior guard. Carmen Euchre, point guard, 5'6 sophomore, 10 points a game. Jill Grevey, wing player, 5'7 junior at 7. Boston Paul, at a guard, 5'6 sophomore at 7. The center, Aaliyah Johnson, 5'9 soft at 7. Very young club, only 2 seniors on the entire roster, bodes extremely well for head coach Groves and his Botkins girls team next year. That last out-of-bounds situation was off Fort Loramie last. I may have mistakenly said Botkins touched it. Trojans have got the ball. Inside pass on the play to Johnson, and it's broken up by Fort Loramie. Was it a kick by Dana Rose?
Yeah, Rose was playing soccer.
Inbounds right of the rim. Boston Paul triggers for Botkins in the road.
Nice
black
move.
Gold numerals. Ball thrown. Bounce pass to the cutter. Euchre overshot it from inside. Rebound Fort Loramie. Caitlin Gasson. Long throw down the floor. Spot on. Holscher caught it low on the right. Dropped it through. 2-0 Fort Loramie girls. Loose ball at midcourt. Touch last by Fort Loramie. Botkins will throw it in. One thing you like for the Trojans, Chuck. A 10-point score and 4 between 6 and 8 right around the 7 mark.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Botkins girls and boys both with young players in the pipeline. Neither side of the basketball program at Botkins boys or girls.
I think Botkins boys have a shot at getting out of pick with it.
Oh, I do too. But both the boys and girls programs have got a lot to look forward to. Long three-point try by McKenna Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R for Bodkins, from way outside, straight away, middle of the floor. She swished it to give Bodkins an early 3-2 lead, and then Fort Laramie stormed the other direction, and Kennedy Gebhardt barged into the lane, was tripped, and she shoots two. McKenna Maurer, daughter of the former Bodkins girls coach. First free throw, Gebhardt short, no good.
I was watching Bodkins warm up, shoot around down there. Maurer impressed me with her shot.
Second free throw, Kennedy Gebhardt on the mark. Game tied at three. You would expect the Fort Laramie girls to have at least a little bit of a letdown after the great performance on Tuesday. Intercepted pass, Bodkins threw it in, right to Holscher, to the cup for an easy deuce, and Bodkins gets a timeout, down 5-3, 2 minutes gone, opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Talking offline during the commercial break, Chuck, you've come up with a new name for long-armed Kenzie Holscher.
Well, she's got a wingspan. We're going to start calling her the condor. That's more of a California term, I think, than Ohio.
She's like a huge spider. Boy, she can deflect everything. After the timeout, Bodkins threw it in. Fort Laramie stole it. Holscher outside the lane in the left. Short shot. Kicked off the rim. No good. Rebound down inside by a white shirt, a black shirt. It's a jump. And give it to Bodkins. 5-3 Fort Laramie. Just under six to play in the first quarter. Dribbling up the right side, McKenna Maurer for Bodkins, out of trouble, bounces it behind her to Carmen Euchre. Euchre, 10 points a game, point guard, 5 feet, 6 inches tall, soft. She's on the dribble, 25 feet away. Gives it to McKenna Maurer. Gasson reaches in and manages to pry the ball loose. Gasson's got it. Long lead out to Shoulders for Fort Laramie. She goes barreling to the rim, missed it, no good. Stick back, yes, Dana Rose fought through contact, scored it, whistle, foul, and she's got an add one.
She is so strong with the basketball in traffic. There were four girls around her. She went up like she was the only one on the floor.
7-3, Fort Laramie up four, 5:35 to go in the first. Starters Kenzie Holscher, Caitlin Gasson, Kennedy Gebhardt all on the bench at the moment. Dana Rose does not convert the three-point play. And we've got a scrap for the rebound low on the right. Tie-up results. Good effort by Ava Shoulders. And it is going to be Redskins ball.
It's five offensive rebounds already for the Redskins. Not shooting there as well as they did Tuesday night.
Corinne Eichkamp, number 20, below the rim, playmaker, throws to Taylor Ratterman out back. Right back to Corinne. Eichkamp, junior guard. Three-point try, high right by Ratterman, grazed the rim into the lap of a Bodkins player. Ball brought down by Carmen Euchre, dribbles to midcourt, picked up there by Heitkamp. Euchre splits a couple defenders, tries to throw down inside to Johnson, broken up by Fort Laramie. Bodkins gets it back. 15-footer by Euchre, deflected into the hands of Fort Laramie's Corinne Heitkamp. Quickly down the floor to Ratterman, who sets up shop on the right wing. Short on the three. Good offensive rebound. Myring in the lane. Shot partially blocked out of bounds. 7-3 Fort Laramie, 4:53 left in the first. Dana Rose checks out. Redskins have wrapped up the Shelby County League. This is the last game of the regular season. Fort Laramie 11-0 in league play. The two Anna defeats at the hands of Fort Laramie. Outside the arc on the left wing, it's Colleen Brandewee for Fort Laramie. She hoists up a three. Off the rim, rebound, comes down, tussle for it, jump. Arrow favors Bodkins. Don't forget, tomorrow night we're right back here for boys action. Bodkins boys at Fort Laramie should be a heck of a game. Here is Botkins inbounding, stolen by Fort Loramie. Baseline left, Randall, we open. 15-foot J, swish.
We're going to see a lot of that next year. She has got a, she's like Myring. She's got a drill from 15 feet in.
Here is Botkins quickly down the floor, beating Fort Loramie. Pressure. Nice dish on the play. Good pass from Jill Grevy to a teammate. Aaliyah Johnson got the deuce as Botkins whipped the Redskins to the other end that time. 9-5 for Loramie, which enters the ball to the post. Pivot move made. Foul, Botkins. It's common.
And I'll tell you what, Coach was right. They are playing with Loramie here in the first quarter.
Sure are. 4:08 to go in the initial period. Baseline left, it is Brandewey inbounding, or I should say Heitkamp inbounding to Brandewey straight away. Botkins defensively appears to be in a zone of some kind, Chuck.
Yeah, I think they just switched it up. They are playing.
Yep. Because McKenna Maurer out front did not travel through the lane with the Fort Loramie player. She stayed on top. Deep in the left corner, Schultes. Out back it goes to Corinne Heitkamp. Left wing, Brandewey looks inside, can't find anybody. Now Schultes and Myring exchange spots in the lane. Straightaway three, hurled up from distance. It is missed. Around the rim to the right. Shot wouldn't go for Heitkamp. And the board comes down to Botkins. Quickly forecourt right, it is Carmen Euchre. Gets a screen 30 feet away from Boston Paul. Now Euchre's doubled. Goes back to Paul. She fumbles it. Picked up by Schultes. A run out the other way. Up and good.
Things look open, and you throw a pass to the open spot, and they rotate so well defensively.
11-5 Fort Loramie. Up the floor, Jill Grevy for Botkins. Throws on the arc for teammate Boston Paul. Busted up by Fort Loramie and stolen. Quickly down the floor, Brandewey. Oh, a nice dish down inside to Schultes. She powered to the rim. A little heavy on it. No good. Rebound Botkins. Here is Botkins in backcourt. Carmen Euchre zips up the right side. Throws a pass into the right corner to McKenna Maurer. Ball delivered toward the post. Tipped in the air by Fort Loramie and swiped. Here comes Schultes down the floor. Hand off to Gebhardt. Gebhardt 25 feet away. On top to Heitkamp. Oh, down inside Schultes. Low post move with the left. It rimmed out. Stick back. Off the flange. No. It hit the heel. Came back to her. And she's wrapped up from behind. A lid on it right now in close for Schultes.
Yep. Eight offensive rebounds. That's amazing.
2:23 left in the first, 11-5 Fort Loramie. A couple of foul shots for Schultes for Fort Loramie. This one hits the rim, clangs off. Madison Wendell, 5'6 junior, on the floor now for Botkins. Aaliyah Johnson is checked out. So is Boston Paul. Second free throw, Schultes. Swish. 12-5 Redskins. Schultes out, Holscher in for Fort Loramie. Kinley top, 5'6 senior guard in now for Botkins. Backcourt, Trojans. High dribble, near side, Jill Grevy. Pressure of a Jaden Putoff is in now for Fort Loramie. That's a double dribble or a travel.
Yep, they just come at you in waves.
Botkins Trojans will play in the Sydney Girls D4 Sectional next Thursday against the Layman Catholic Houston winner. Fort Loramie Girls are in action on Tuesday against the Ansonia Triad victor, I believe.
Yes.
Fort Loramie passes the ball around the top of the circle, winds up in the hands of Gebhardt. She chucks up a three, short, caught the rim, rebound down, tied up. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Minute 54 to go in the first. 12-5 Redskins. Caitlin Gasson inbounding, baseline right. Into the post it goes. Grabbed there by Holscher. A Botkins player or two also gets a mitt on the leather, and it's ruled a jump. Botkins against pressure will bring it down. Fort Loramie's got five white shirts in backcourt. And Botkins can't get it in play. It's Jill Grevy who gets a timeout for the Trojans, who trail Fort Loramie 12-5, under two to go in the first, on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, if you need true comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's. It's family-owned, building a great name, one satisfied customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. Eliminate those cold spots. Make an appointment now through the company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, online at TomJerry's.com. Watkins Trojans inbounding in backcourt. It goes on the play to Euchre. Euchre's hemmed in, corner of the floor. Loops it up to Kinley top. Botkin's still out at the timeline. Now the ball's fed ahead. Quick, long three-pointer. Tossed up there on the play by Boston Paul. It skidded off the rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here's Gasson up the court now for the Redskins. In a little bit of traffic, double dribbles.
She saw someone she thought was open, was not. And she got her hand on the two hands on the basketball.
Right. 91 seconds to go in the first, 12-5. Fort Loramie over Botkins. Inbounding, Kinley top for the Trojans, who are in the black with gold numerals, gold piping down the sides of the shorts. Ball inbounded in backcourt to Madison Wendell. The junior was stunned to hear the whistle, apparently a slight shuffle.
No, she did. She just jumped both feet sideways. I don't know what she was thinking.
Dana Rose for Fort Loramie inbounds to Caitlin Gasson. Outside the arc on the left to Taylor Ratterman. Minute 22 to go here in the first quarter. 12-5 Fort Loramie. Skip pass, heave, cross court, but Jaden Putoff, left corner of the floor, getting a hand on it. Euchre of Botkins, it goes out of bounds.
Dana, you're in the middle of the gap.
Baseline left, about two steps from the corner of the floor, is Holscher, who inbounds to Rose. Putoff was there momentarily, not now. It goes to Ratterman. Ratterman checked by Kinley top, head of the key. Now to Gasson. Looks like Botkins, they're still in his own
defense.
Still playing
2-3.
Uh-huh. Baseline right, Ratterman in among the trees to Gasson, to Rose. Try to go left corner to Holscher. Busted up on the play by Botkins. Fort Loramie gets the loose ball. Jaden Putoff, foul line extended right. Cross court to Rose. Open from 18, short. Rebound down to Euchre. Zone defense for Botkins has been pretty good at times. 40 seconds to go in the first. Trojans in the forecourt. Hemmed in is Euchre. Tries to split two defenders, can't. Fort Loramie on the steal. Quickly down the floor. Gasson to Holscher. Layup, got it. 14-5, Redskins. 24 seconds to go in the first. Here's Carmen Euchre over the timeline. Flips it left corner, Boston Paul. Paul out back to Madison Wendell. Straight away Euchre, 10 seconds to go. Kinley top, right baseline. Dropped the ball out of bounds. Fort Loramie's got it. 7.4 remaining.
They've got 11 turnovers, but the difference is they're not really live ball turnovers. So Loramie's not getting easy baskets
right
out of it, but they have turned it over. That's 11 times they have not gotten a shot at the basket.
Yeah, maybe only one has led Fort Loramie to an easy chippy the other way. 3 seconds left here in the first quarter. Ratterman open outside the arc, far left side of the floor. A little strong on the shot at the buzzer. And the first quarter finishes. Fort Loramie 14, Botkins 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Final game of the regular season for both the Fort Loramie Redskins girls and the Botkins Trojans before tournament play next week. Here is Fort Loramie. Gasson, middle of the lane, Holscher. Baseline left, Myring. Open from 16, short. Rebound down to Botkins. Here's a player out in front of everybody. It's Maurer. McKenna to the rim. A little too much oomph on it. It came off. Fort Loramie snared the rebound. Tie up, and Botkins will get it.
Yeah, Maurer got herself. She went right straight down the middle of the lane that time. She really didn't have a good angle to put it up.
Here is Carmen Euchre, playmaker for Botkins below the rim. Lobs into the lane to Boston Paul, who tries to hand off to Aaliyah Johnson on the block. And there's a grab foul against Fort Loramie. Common. Botkins possession, baseline left. 7:23 to go, second quarter, 14-5 Redskins. Botkins having trouble inbounding. Ball fed, deep left corner. McKenna Maurer loops it out on top for a teammate. Popped up in the air by Fort Loramie, into the hands of Gasson. She sprints down. Fires a pass into the right corner, and it's batted out of bounds by Aaliyah Johnson of Botkins. Corinne Heitkamp in for Caitlin Gasson for Fort Loramie. Taylor Ratterman will inbound it. Three or four steps to the right of the backboard. Baseline. It goes to Corinne Heitkamp on top. Back to Ratterman in the corner. Deflection by Botkins out of bounds. Now it's Ratterman's turn. Far side of the floor. About even with the foul stripe. Goes to Heitkamp. On top, Shouldis. Left side, Myring. Left corner, Ratterman. Open three, ball in the air. A little lengthy. Weak side rebound, though, to Fort Loramie. Right back to Ratterman on the arc. To Brandewee. Brandewee looks inside. No one home. Here's Ava Shouldis, top of the circle. Near side, Holscher. To Ratterman, deep left corner. Botkins' zone defense has Fort Loramie talking to itself right now.
Well, they're not. I mean, they're getting shots. They're not making them. There they got one, but they're not shooting very well.
About the time we highlight that Botkins' zone defense and Fort Loramie's poor shooting, Taylor Ratterman hoists in a triple, a 23-footer. 17-5 Redskins to get a steal.
Wow.
Quickly down the floor, Ava Shouldis in, out on the driving layup. Botkins has got it back. Timeline, Boston Paul. 17-5 Fort Loramie. Right flank, Euchre. Deep right corner, McKenna Maurer. Long three balls on target. Danced off the rim, no good. Good scrap on the offensive glass. Rebound up and in by Aaliyah Johnson. 5'9 sophomore, aggressive on the boards.
Yeah, that was a good rebound without fouling.
17-7 Fort Loramie, which counters. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. Left a long one short. Rebound scooped off the floor by Marissa Myring, who powers to the rim, up and good. 19-7 Redskins. 5:40 left here in the second quarter. Long three-point try, Maurer, right corner. And Fort Loramie got a fingertip on the shot. Loose ball rebound. Foul to the left of the rim. And it goes against Botkins. Fort Loramie will inbound it up the floor. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com. Fort Loramie, 1, 2, 3 passes. The last to the interior to Dana Rose, who muscles up and in from 7 feet. 21-7 Redskins, 5:12 to go here in quarter number two. In backcourt for Botkins, Boston Paul lobs the pass to Maurer in the right corner. Right back on top to Paul, who jettisons up a three, short, goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
She couldn't get her feet set that time.
On the court right now for Botkins, Carmen Euchre, Aaliyah Johnson, McKenna Maurer. Also Boston Paul out there. I'll get the fifth for you in a moment. Trojans sag back into the zone. And Fort Loramie had a pass to the post, punched out of bounds.
Joe Grevey is the fifth.
Yep, Joe Grevey. Kenley Top now checks in for Boston Paul. Here's Dana Rose catching top of the circle. Left corner, Marissa Myring. That's a deep one for her. A very lengthy two. She straddled the arc and drilled it. Long one for Myring. 23-7 Fort Loramie. 4:30 to go in the second. Here's Carmen Euchre dribbling into the right corner for Botkins. High bounce. Well, she's doubled. Got to get rid of it. Goes to Kenley Top. She hurls up a triple. Swish! Kenley Top, 24-footer. 23-10 at Fort Loramie. Here is Kenley Top breaking up a ball. Passed by Fort Loramie wide. She couldn't contain it, and it bounced out of bounds.
It is not hard to see why they have 15 wins.
15-6, Botkins Trojans. As head coach Phil Groves noted before the game, a win over Rushi, split with the Raiders, beat a good MAC girls opponent in Parkway. Here's Dana Rose in the middle, on top to Colleen Brandaway. She's open and connects on a three ball straight away. A little rim action, it stayed in there. 26-10 Redskins. Midcourt, Jill Grevey for Botkins. 1-2 passes. Down low on the left to Aaliyah Johnson. And it's batted out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Good defensive play from behind by whom, Chuck?
Dana Rose got the block.
Corinne Heitkamp checks out for Fort Loramie. Kennedy Gebhardt back in. Left corner, Aaliyah Johnson with the ball for Botkins. Bounces to a teammate. Gebhardt got a fist on it and bounced it into the second row. 3:39 left in the second period, 26-10, Fort Loramie. Botkins inbounding deep in the left corner. Goes on top to Carmen Euchre. She steers her way into the circle, then retreats out toward the Redskins logo. Redskin player falls. Euchre still on her feet. Goes left corner to McKenna Maurer. Open triple try short. Good rebound on the inside by Jill Grevey. Spin move. She's got it. And a foul on Fort Loramie. Well done, Jill Grevey, Trojans.
Yeah, good, nice strong rebound and went right back up without thinking about it.
26-12 in favor of Fort Loramie by 14. Free throw Grevey banged off the rim. Rebound right corner, Holscher for Fort Loramie. She hustles to midcourt. 3:13 to go in the second. Redskins by 14 over the Trojans, who have given a very good account of themselves so far. Zone defense has been a little menacing every now and then to Fort Loramie. Left flank, it's Gebhardt. Gebhardt circles on top, looks for the back cutter, Rose. She juggles down inside, regains possession, spin move, missed it. Oh, look at that rebound by Holscher with those long arms. Went up, speared it, came to the floor. Tried to put it in from 6 feet, was hammered, and gets two. Kenzie Holscher's long arms. Wow, the condor spreads out. An enormous spider out there on the floor. Free throw, yes, by Holscher. 27-12, Fort Loramie. Botkins has Jill Grevey and McKenna Maurer coming out for a respite. Kenzie Holscher at the stripe. What missed the first, made them both. My mistake. Two free throws, Holscher, dead on. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie. Kennedy Gebhardt's got a 14-footer. It's deflected by Botkins. Loose ball rebound in the lane. Shot missed. Thrown on the arc to Macy Imwally. No, it's a long two. Got it for her. Macy good outside range. 30-12, Fort Loramie. Senior Macy Imwally steps on the floor, Chuck. Immediately, she cans it.
She's a good shooter.
So it's Imwally, Holscher, Gasson, Schultes, Gebhardt now for the Redskins. Ball inbounded by Botkins. Little trouble in backcourt. Ahead to Kinley, top. Outside the lane on the left to Madison Wendell. And we've got a reach-in foul. No, jump call. Good defense, Redskins, who earned the possession.
Macy Imwally again.
Chuck, you've been a coach, you know. I marvel at how unbelievably well at Fort Loramie can substitute so freely with so many different combinations on the floor, yet they all know who they're guarding.
Yeah, that, sometimes that's a chore.
A ball thrown by Fort Loramie into the paint area. Holscher banks it up from eight. It's spun out. Two players hit the deck on the rebound. What do we have?
Held ball.
And the possession arrow signals Trojans possession. 2:09 to go in the second. 30-12, Fort Loramie. Substitution Botkins. Jill Grevy back out there for Madison Wendell. Inbounding at the rear of the floor, Aaliyah Johnson gives it in play to teammate Carmen Euchre, who sprints down the floor, eludes the double team. Fires it cross court to Kinley Top. Hand off to Boston Paul. Minute 56 to go. Paul has it knocked away. Tie up occurs. Top and Schultes. Redskins ball.
16 turnovers now for the Trojans.
Minute 54 to go in the second. 30-12 Fort Loramie, who beat Botkins first time around. 76-18. High right. Gebhardt's got it for Fort Loramie. Out back to Gasson. Left flank, Schultes. Schultes at the point on top. Gasson. Pass to the right side of the floor. Deflection. Almost a steal by Jill Grevy. No, it's ruled untouched by Botkins. Out of bounds to the Trojans.
Gasson looks a little out of sorts tonight.
Here comes Botkins in backcourt. Up the right side. Down to the middle to Boston Paul. Paul loops it over the head of Jill Grevy. Fort Loramie's got it. Quickly up the floor, Gasson. Skips it cross-court to Gebhardt into the lane. Now to Gasson, high right, lets it fly.
There you
go. She heard you, Chuck.
All you got to do is mention him.
That fired her up. That sparked her. Gasson from three-point territory. Here's Taylor Ratterman near theft in backcourt, out of bounds to Botkins.
Well, the reason I say that is because normally she is incredibly steady offensively and defensively. Tonight she's made a couple of miscues offensively and has let people beat her up the sideline defensively, which doesn't happen very often.
Minute 8 to go in the first half, 33-12 Fort Loramie. Botkins closing the second quarter with Kinley Top out there, along with Aaliyah Johnson, Jill Grevy as well, McKenna Maurer, up the right side to Carmen Euchre, who goes baseline. Here comes the double team. She flings it to Top. Cross court baseline left to Johnson. Punched in the air by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds. 54 ticks on the clock, late second quarter. 33-12 Redskins. Inbounding Boston Paul for Botkins. Looks for a teammate cutting. Gets it to her, and Paul gets it back. Adam Maurer, who's checked by Ratterman. McKenna 30 feet away. Rotates the ball to the right side. Swings it toward the baseline. Stops her dribble. Now to Top. Right back to McKenna Maurer. Deep right corner three. Little strong. Hit the rim. Way up in the air. Rebound Johnson of Botkins. Back out to Jill Grevy. 30 seconds to go first half. Now Carmen Euchre. Head coach Groves marks out Hawaii. All I know that means is great weather.
You sit under a palm tree and have a pina colada, I think.
Here's Kinley Top in the lane. Botkin still has it. 13 seconds to go first half. Now to Paul. Foul line extended left. 16-foot shot. Yes. Nice jumper by Euchre. 5 seconds to go, first half, Fort Loramie. Gasson, middle of the floor, gives it up, gets it back, shoots it in the air. Wide left, no good from 24 feet as the first half finishes. Redskins 33, Trojans 14 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It is halftime here at Fort Loramie on senior night, recognized before the start of the game for four 12th graders who've been with head coach Carla Siegel for 4 years, ever since their freshman season. Marissa Meyering, Macy Imwally, Kennedy Gebhardt, and Taylor Radovan. 33-14 Redskins over Botkins. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Chuck? I've been impressed by Botkins. I mean, they've turned it over 17 times to Loramie's three, so that's 14 possessions. They've been out-rebounded offensively 13-3, yet they scored 14 points, and they've held Loramie to 33. That's to me, is impressive. The zone has helped some, and Loramie's cold shooting has been another factor.
Chuck, you mentioned the Botkins turnovers. I will say this. This club, compared with other Botkins girls teams in recent years, this club gets the ball up the floor into position at the offensive end better than any Botkins girls team I've seen in quite some time.
I agree. I think Euchre's been handling the ball on the point,
yep,
and I'm impressed with that sophomore. Let's see what else we got. 4-7 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Botkins only went once and missed it. Individual scoring for the Trojans. They were led by Aaliyah Johnson, a 5'9 sophomore with four. They got three from Top, three from Maurer. They got two from Euchre and two from Grevy. They scored 5 and 9, 14 for the first half. They only had 18 the last time. Much better offensive output.
Right.
Loramie led by Kenzie Holscher with eight. They got five out of Colleen Brandwee off the bench. She had a nice first half. They got four from Dana Rose, four from Marissa Meyering, three from Taylor Ratterman, three from Ava Schultes, three from Caitlin Gasson, two from Macy Imwally, a free throw from Kennedy Gephardt. They scored 14 and 19, and they lead it 33-14. And you notice, I read a whole lot of young ladies that scored for Loramie in the first half.
Right. 19-point lead for Loramie, 33-14 over Botkins. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 3 minutes before the start of the third quarter here at Fort Loramie tonight, Redskins 33, Botkins Trojans 14. Our student-athlete spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student, academic, and athletic success, has done so since our start in 2006 and 7. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight, we highlight Colleen Brandewee, sophomore for Fort Loramie, class officer, daughter of Jeff and Stacy, takes part in volleyball, yearbook, volunteers at church, FCA, FCCLA, and Spanish club. She might study at Bowling Green and pursue education. For Botkins, Jill Grevy, Jr., 4.0 GPA, daughter of Connie Grevy and the late Joe Grevy, takes part in cross-country, track, National Honor Society, FFA, leadership group. She is a junior class officer, Ohio State maybe for Jill Grevy, and she would like to become a dental hygienist. These young ladies highlighted tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, so much fun here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Before the game, we talked to Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy, which is new in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Now we get the opportunity to talk to another great sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Carl Arns at Brookens, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, 10 Elm Street, BrookensPub.com. Hello, Carl. Tell me what's new at Brookens. Don't tell me the food is great. Everybody in the world knows that. But what's new?
Oh, the Fort Loramie baseball team, basketball team is doing a great job. The girls,
Well, that's not what's new at Brookens.
Oh, Brookens, there's a lot of good things going on. Basketball season, and parents are coming in after the basketball games. just a lot of fun, neat stuff going on.
Open till 2:30. What, Thursday through Saturday night?
Yes, we are. We're open 2:30 to, or from 10 to 2:30. Thursday through Saturday.
I like that new late night menu you instituted.
Yeah, that goes over pretty good. A lot of people come in for a late night snack, and food's always available until closing time.
Brookens in Fort Loramie, Bruckens, 10 Elm Street, can't be beat. What's the number one seller, ABC? Is it the roasted chicken? Is it the marinated chops? Is it the meaty and cheesy savory pizza? What is it?
Well, the number one seller there at Brookens is the roasted chicken.
Okay.
On Saturday night, the number one seller is the marinated pork chops.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Two mouthwatering, delicious marinated chops at Brookens on Saturdays. You run out real early, though. If you want chops on Saturday at Brookens, you better be there by 5 or 5:30.
That is correct.
Carl Arnes, real pleasure to have you with us. Carl has been on board as the owner-manager at Brookens in Fort Loramie for, what, two-plus years now,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Two-plus years.
Yep.
Thank you for stopping by. Come by any time, would you please?
I will.
Come by any
Maybe in the playoffs I get to talk to you a little bit more.
Tomorrow night, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see what's going on in Brookings. If it's busy, I won't be able to stop by. But
okay.
Otherwise,
well, let's hope you're busy. Let's hope you're busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Carl Arnes, Brookens, who said to me just a few minutes ago, Chuck, you'll come by tomorrow night unless Brookens is busy. Well, it'll be busy on Friday night. Yeah, yeah. Carl, hand your headset to Chuck so he and I can continue our webcast.
Absolutely.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you, Carl.
Well, we played about 45 seconds here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 35, Bodkins 14.
Holscher hit a couple free throws.
Only scoring so far in the third. Two foul shots by Holscher. Here's Fort Loramie breaking down the floor to Meiring. Low on the left. She rimmed a chippy. Rebound to Bodkins. Zone defense for Bodkins has stymied Fort Loramie at the offensive end a little bit. And right now the press from Fort Loramie is thwarting Bodkins, which does get the ball down the floor. It's Carmen Euchre out back to McKenna Maurer. Long three ball short. Good hustle on the inside, but Jill Grevy, she loops up a six-footer, shy of the mark. Rebound down to Meiring, ahead to Holscher for Fort Loramie. Muscles to the rim, little strong. Rebound dug off the floor by Bodkins.
Boy, they are just the opposite of what they were Tuesday night.
Yep, you could expect a letdown for sure. Here is Bodkins into the half court. Poor pass picked off by Dana Rose. Ahead to Holscher for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Gebhardt. Spots up, shoots the three, clangs off the rim. Rebound Dana Rose, following to the basket for two.
Dana Rose.
37-14 Fort Loramie. Bodkins up the left side. It's Boston Paul. Middle of the floor, Jill Grevy. Bounce pass nice. Low on the left of the cutter. Well done. Aaliyah Johnson concludes the play.
She's only a sophomore. She's going to be a force in the next couple of years.
Boy, I like this Bodkins team, Chuck. It is going to be an outfit to be reckoned with on the Shelby County League girls' side in 2020-21. Holscher catches foul line for Fort Loramie. Jumper from there. Bangs off the heel. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow says Redskins keep it. Three new white shirts come in. Schultes, Putoff, and Ratterman. 5:35 to go in the third. 37-16 Fort Loramie. Well, Fort Loramie was originally scheduled to play game 22 2 days from now, Saturday afternoon, against Findlay Liberty Benton, which in the last AP poll was ranked in the top 10 in the state in girls D3. But Liberty Benton has to make up a league contest on Saturday that was snowed out a couple weeks back. So the game with the Redskins is gone.
Well, Brian Albers was telling me Tuesday night he was really looking forward to seeing him. I guess they got a 6'2 girl that's going to UC.
Yeah.
And he was really kind of looking forward to seeing her play. But
that's a game that I'm sure Fort Loramie was looking forward to prior to the start of the tournament. The Redskins knock a ball out of bounds. And here's Bodkins throwing down low on the left. Spin move. Yes, shot made. Carmen Euchre, well done. She corkscrewed her body in tight. Got around a Redskin defender. and laid it in over the iron. Fort Loramie hurries the other way. Meiring hustling to the basket. Foul. Bodkins. Two shots coming for Marissa Meiring.
Well, they wanted to play Liberty Benton for the fact that they wanted a tough game before they got into kind of a soft sectional.
Right.
They're getting a game tonight.
Oh, yeah. Bodkins has been impressive. As you noted, Chuck, earlier, I'll repeat it. You can see why this club won 15 games. Marissa Meiring buries two free throws for Fort Loramie, which leads 39-18 with 4:54 to go in the third. Again, only two 12th graders on this entire Bodkins roster, Kenley Topp and Madison Gerstner. Everybody else grade 10 or 11, and some youngsters in the pipeline in the lower grades, girls with talent. Bodkins is trapped in backcourt. Head coach Phil Groves gets a timeout. 39-18 Fort Loramie midway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
And don't forget, we are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors with us every single Fort Loramie game only. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Bodkins in backcourt, little difficulty, tie-up occurs. Trojans retain it, though. Aaliyah Johnson in backcourt. We've got eight players, rear side of the timeline. It goes to Carmen Euchre. Euchre on the left-hand bound. She's double-teamed, stops her dribble. Deflected pass ahead to Grevy. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Jaden Putoff into the paint area. Ball is fumbled, and we got a pile-up at the 10-yard line.
John Ball, possession error with the Redskins.
Well, they're just not very sharp tonight, are they?
Nope.
Winning ticket number 636.
Well, this game has been on the schedule, although it became a little tenuous when the bad weather hit. And fortunately, well north of I-70, it was just snow. A little more ice and freezing rain. It might have hampered sidewalks and parking lots, but just snow up here, 4 inches or better, Sydney to Lima. But it's senior night, and the show goes on. Well, after a Fort Loramie miscue. Bodkins has got it outside the arc on the left. It's Carmen Euchre. Euchre deals deep left corner to Boston Paul. Right back to Euchre. They look inside for Johnson. High dribble by Euchre. Got away with a palm. Gave it up on the arc to teammate Boston Paul. Right back to Euchre. Now McKenna Maurer 30 feet away. 3:38 to go, third quarter. This is the best ball handling Bodkins girls team we've seen.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you what, Maurer and Euchre are outstanding.
In quite some time, without question. Circling through the top of the circle goes Euchre, sets up shop, tries to throw inside to Johnson on the pick and roll, knocked loose by Fort Loramie. Long lead out to Shouldas. She's got a gimme at the other end with a left hand. 3:12 to go in the third, 41-18 Fort Loramie. Ball looped up and over the timeline, but Jill Grevy of Bodkins down into the paint, back to the basket. She's held. Foul, Fort Loramie.
Winning ticket numbers 636-790.
And the Bodkins girls are in the upper bracket of the Sydney D4 sectional with Mechanicsburg.
Right. I kind of want to get a look at Mechanicsburg. You just never know. They certainly don't play the competition that the Shelby County League plays.
Here's a baseline drive, but Bodkin shot laid up short. No good, but a foul. Good effort by Carmen Euchre, who attracted two free throws. So Bodkins on Thursday, 1 week from tonight at Sydney High School, in the 6 o'clock tilt, I believe, would play the Layman Catholic Houston winner. And then at Mechanicsburg,
can survive its part of that upper bracket.
They play Rushi.
Rushi in game one. If Mechanicsburg can win a couple, you've got a Botkins-Mechanicsburg showdown on Monday night, the 24th, I believe.
Sure.
Yeah. Got two Monday night sectional championship games on the girls' side at Sydney. That's new. Free throw, Botkins. What, one miss, one made, Chuck?
Missed them both, actually.
Fort Loramie quickly to the forecourt. Good entry pass into the pivot to Shoulders, who squares and swishes an eight-footer. 43-18 Fort Loramie. 2:35 to go in the third. Here's Kenley Top. Deep triple left side. Oh, it was down below the rim. It disappeared, Chuck, into the cylinder and somehow popped out. Foul Botkins then on the rebound.
Well, I mean, this is how good Fort Loramie is. They're not playing. They're not shooting well. Botkins is playing really well, and you look up, and they're up 25 points.
Right, right. Botkins has had a number of long-range shots, which haven't gone in, but, boy, they've been close. It's not like they've been way off.
They're getting shots.
Uh-huh. Still in the zone, Botkins. Macy Imwali, foul line extended right. On the arc to Brandewee, or I should say Corinne Heitkamp, and she chucked up a three off to the right. Rebound, tug of war for it. Shoulders and Johnson go at it. Foul Johnson of Botkins. Fort Loramie inbounds. Four fouls on Johnson.
Yeah,
four on Botkins here in the half. Aaliyah comes out. Madison Wendell in for her. Here is Kennedy Gebhardt, top of the circle, throws it across the top of the key for Dana Rose. No one home. It goes out of bounds. That poor play right there symbolizes the night for Fort Loramie.
What we've been watching. I mean, they've only turned the ball over five times. It's not a bunch of turnovers.
No.
Their shooting has not been good.
A little ragged shooting the ball. Of course, when you compare it with the other night when Fort Loramie made the first, what, eight?
Eight.
Eight against Marion Local on Tuesday. They ripped the cords on the first eight jump shots. They were not layups. These were not fast break baskets.
No. While you were talking to Carl, Chuck Weigert came over and he said, what did we shoot in the first half? And I said, I don't keep that, but it wasn't very good.
Botkins with a possession with a minute 50 left to go here in the third quarter. Carmen Euchre's got the ball 30 feet away. Minute 46 in the period. On the bounce, Euchre. Well, she handles it nicely. Gives it high left to Wendell, and she's guarded by Shoulders. You're not going to shoot a three-point over her.
No. She's got long arms.
Yep, Shoulders blocked it. It rolled to the corner. Botkins touched it, couldn't trace it down. It's Fort Loramie's ball. 43-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. This is a far cry, Chuck, from the first meeting at Botkins when Fort Loramie won it 76-18.
Well, they'd have to outscore them 33-0 here to get to that.
Dana Rose, baseline left, travels below the rim, then on the arc to Gasson, available, three-pointer, good. Caitlin Gasson behind the line. 46-18, Redskins.
Nice assist that time by Imwali.
Minute 11 to go in the third. Midcourt on the bounce, Euchre for Botkins. Still dribbles. Swings around Gebhardt. Here comes the double team. And Fort Loramie takes it away. And then reaching back in is McKenna Maurer, who spoils what would have been a Fort Loramie layup.
Yeah, good hustle to keep that from becoming just a layup.
57.6 to go in the third quarter of this game. Gasson inbounds. Left corner, Imwali. Jumping, shooting. A long two-pointer. Bingo! She's got it. Imwali. Lengthy two-pointer. She's got a great stroke, Chuck.
She always has.
Here is Botkins, forecourt to her left. Euchre's got it. Well, I can see when she can play some minutes in an important situation when a zone defense is giving Fort Loramie a problem.
Well, the opener last year down in Cincinnati.
Down at Lakota, yep.
She came off the bench and had a terrific three-point shooting day.
On fire. Botkins with a miss. Rebound Fort Loramie. Cross-court heave to Gebhardt. 14 seconds to go in the third. Redskins up 30. Dana Rose foul line. Splits a couple defenders and is raked across the arm as she drives toward the basket. With 10.2 to go, couple free throws for Dana Rose here late in the third period.
Dana Rose.
Dana toes the stripe.
One bounce. It's in the air. Yes. 49-18 Redskins.
Paul and Nosek enter for the Trojans.
Clara Gebhardt back on the floor. Clara Gebhardt checks in for the Skins. Second free throw, Dana Rose way short. She knew it. Rebound kick to Boston Paul. Dana Rose got it back, though. 6 seconds left. Here's a left corner three rimming in and out. Tough break by Heitkamp. Bodkins has got the board, and the third quarter concludes. 49-18 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, this is Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie High School. Jack had to leave for a second. It's 49-18. The Redskins lead Bodkins, of course, starting in the fourth quarter. Bodkins played very well. It's just a really, really good basketball team here for Fort Loramie. I'm trying to do some addition as I talk. I can't do two things at once very well. All right. So starting the fourth quarter, the possession is going to be Bodkins, trailing it by 31, going in here to start the fourth quarter. We got Ratterman, Holscher, Myring, Gasson, and who's the fifth one out there? The fifth one is Ratterman. Paul's got the ball on top. She looks inside. She finds Greavy. Greavy's pushed from behind. Common foul. Going to be inbounds to Bodkins. Euchre going to trigger on the inbounds play. About a four count. Lobs it in. Maurer's got it on top. Good defense by Fort Loramie. She gets the ball over to Euchre. Euchre takes it to the right side. Long three-pointer by Top. Long rebound, though, by Paul. She finds Maurer. And Paul comes back out on top with it. Just looking inside. Hands the ball off to Euchre. Euchre tosses the ball to Maurer. Maurer looks inside to Greavy. Greavy's got it on the baseline. Ball back outside. Long three-pointer by Maurer, and it's good. 49-21.
How about that, Chuck? McKenna Maurer with a triple, a beauty. And then Fort Loramie counters right back. Marissa Myring gets two.
Boy, they just run back down the floor. You score, and you better get back.
6:43 to go in the fourth, 51-21. Fort Loramie in the lead. Cross-court pass. Bodkins picked off by Holscher. Holscher on a run out. Flies to the rim. Overshot it. Weak side rebound. Knocked out on the play by Clara Gebhardt of Fort Loramie. Bodkins possession, maybe a foul on the skin.
Yeah, they called a foul on Gebhardt, and that was a correct call.
Don't forget, tomorrow night we're right back here at Fort Loramie. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time at 7:10. Bodkins Trojans, Fort Loramie Redskins boys teams. And what's on the line, Chuck, is third place in the Shelby County Athletic League. Here is Bodkins at midcourt in trouble. Head coach Groves gets a timeout. Redskins up 30, just over 6 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Listen to Sweet Caroline here. Just heard the news that he's not going to be able to perform anymore. Neil Diamond, that's a shame. He was part of my childhood.
Hey, Chuck, I think I heard that as well. What his voice is just...
Yeah. He's got some kind of a disease. I can't remember which one, so I don't want to say, but like a Parkinson or something like that.
Yeah, that's too bad. Too bad. He was at the Frays several years back, as I recall. Well, we return to action here at Fort Loramie. Botkins Trojans in town for the final regular season contest before these two clubs enter tournament action next weekend at Sydney High School. Fort Loramie with the ball, 51-21 lead. Here's a drive down the floor to the rim. Scholes deflected by Botkins. Rebound Botkins. Fort Loramie steals. And then the Redskins try to make a bounce pass through the paint. Out of bounds at Sales.
They can get this one out of their system, throw this tape away, and get ready for the tournament.
Here is Fort Loramie trapping at midcourt. Veering into trouble goes Euchre. Fed it to Grevy, who lost it, got it back in the lane. Shot blocked, gobbled up by Holscher. Holscher on the run out, middle of the floor. Pulls up foul line, swings it down low on the left to Imwally, who finds an open player in the corner. It's Gebhardt, who shoots in a three ball. That was a good pass. I said it was Imwally. I may have been mistaken, Chuck.
Yeah, I think Holscher threw the pass.
Was it Holscher who threw it?
Yep.
Is Imwally even on the floor? That's where I think I fouled up.
No.
I think it might have been Myring. Myring threw it.
She fouled her.
I was looking at Marissa around a couple bodies. Thought maybe it was Imwally, but it was 4-2, 42. Here is Fort Loramie with a deflection at the timeline. Goes out of bounds. 5:13 to go in the fourth. 54-21 Redskins. Botkins having difficulty. Aaliyah Johnson can't find a teammate. And it's Fort Loramie possession.
Yeah, that's 27 turnovers now for the Trojans.
And Sonya Triad winner gets Fort Loramie on Tuesday night. Botkins plays in tournament action on Thursday next week against the winner of the Houston Lehman Catholic game. Here's a baseline pass by Fort Loramie to Marissa Myring, and her 10-foot jumper hit every inch of the rim about twice, Chuck. Popped up in the air, came down, bounced around again, and fell through. Kerplunk. Here is Botkins up the floor in the right corner. Fort Loramie gets a hand on it. So does Botkins. Out of bounds off the Trojans. 4:42 to go. 56-21 Fort Loramie. Midcourt on the bounce. It's Brandewee. Or I should say Corinne Heitkamp. I continue to get the profiles of those two young ladies mixed up. Colleen's hair is a little bit lighter.
Yeah, it is. She's a little more blonde.
Yep, just a slightly lighter tint. Botkins rams the ball out of bounds below the rim. Heitkamp inbounds to Rose in the lane. Forces up a strong one in the paint area. Good. Boy, she fought through a lot of contact to nail that shot. Good-looking one by Dana Rose. A lot of muscle. 58-21 Redskins. 4:14 to go in the fourth quarter. up the left side. Botkins, 30 feet away. Boston Paul pitches to a teammate, picked off, taken away by Shouldis. Down the floor it goes to Meiring, up and in with the left hand on the run. Nicely worked by Fort Loramie. Good passing combination. Meiring on the receiving end. 60-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. Dribbling up the left side goes Boston Paul for Botkins, and she receives a shove in the back.
Yeah, she's going to go to the free throw line.
That's her first, second. Team 7, Botkins is now shooting the 1-1.
This Botkins Trojans team features a starting five that includes four young ladies at about 7 points a game. Carmen Euchre at 10. And not one in that group is a senior. Chuck, only two are juniors, three are softs in that starting five.
Yeah, they're going to be a good basketball team in the future for sure. They're well coached.
Uh-huh. Yep, Phil Groves does a splendid job. Foul shot pumped up there by Boston Paul. Little long, skimmed off the flange. Fort Loramie down the floor. Gebhardt to Imwali. Marissa Meiring is checked out. No, Meiring's out there with Macy and Ratterman.
I think they got all four seniors out there now.
Uh-huh. Dana Rose, Kennedy Gebhardt, high right. It's Imwali. Yep, four of the ladies on the floor right now for Fort Loramie are 12th graders. The four seniors recognized tonight on this senior event. Between the rings, it's Ratterman looking, zone defense. Botkins out high is McKenna Maurer. Ratterman throws right corner, Imwali. Behind the screen, it's Gebhardt. Shot fake, 25 feet away. Now Imwali. 3 minutes left in the fourth. Left side pass, Dana Rose. Ball high overhead in the corner. Ratterman looks for Dana, cutting. Not there. Imwali outside the arc at the point on the right. Straight away, Gebhardt. Flung into the right corner to Dana. On top to Gebhardt. Boy, she wasn't set real well. Got it close, though. On the front rim, it fell off. Knocked out by Fort Loramie. 2:41 to go in the fourth. 60-21, the Redskins. Senior night here at Fort Loramie, and the four 12th graders were recognized. Taylor Ratterman, Marissa Meiring, Kennedy Gebhardt, and Macy Imwali. And speaking of Meiring, here's a steal at midcourt. She fought her way through a couple of Botkins players and with strength pried it loose, gobbled it up, and drove the other 40 feet to the rim. And we've got a hockey line change coming up here momentarily for Fort Loramie. Long three, right corner by Maurer, short, no good. Rebound knocked out by Botkins.
Fort Loramie with the line.
I really like, Chuck, the distance from which McKenna Maurer can shoot the ball. She's got good range, and she's right there, very close most of the time. And the four seniors for Fort Loramie have checked out.
That was nice. Put them in, take them out, get a nice ovation from the crowd.
2 minutes to go here in the fourth. 62-21 Redskins. Here is Colleen Brandewy outside the arc on the left. Gives it up in the corner to Shouldis, in the middle to Rose. Good spin move to the iron, and it rolls down through. She's got it. Minute 48 left in the fourth. 64-21 Redskins, who will vault to 21-0 here at the end of the regular season. Botkins will close it out 15-7. Here is Grevy, left side of the floor, Boston Paul for Botkins. Spin move, looks for help. Bounce pass to Carmen Euchre, drives on the right side of the lane to the rim. Deflection from behind by Brandewy of Fort Loramie. Loose ball to Shouldis, to Gasson, to Brandewy. Out back to Gasson, high right to Rose, a minute 15 to go. Into the post to Shouldis.
Wow.
Oh, she split a couple defenders and knocked it down. Well done, Ava Shouldis. Fine pass by Dana.
That was a nice move.
66-21, Fort Loramie. A minute left here in the fourth. First meeting between the two at Botkins. 76-18, Redskins. Dribbling is Euchre 30 feet away, and the 5 second count rules. Yep, it does.
Yeah, this is a learning experience for them. This is as good a basketball team as these girls are ever going to face.
Right. Chuck, I'm anxious to see that real scrap for second, third, fourth Shelby County League girls race next year.
Yep.
Anna's got Dosick back. does graduate. Barhorst in the middle. Ambus is a senior this year as well. But Rushi's got a load of talent returning. The Bodkins will be strong. So behind Fort Loramie next year in the preseason rankings in the Shelby County League will be the likes of Bodkins, Rushi, and Anna.
Yep, no doubt about that.
A baseline jump shot was missed on the play by Fort Loramie. Rebound gobbled up by Bodkins. Outside the arc, high left, Kinley top. It's on the rim, comes off. Loose ball rebound left corner. Johnson's got it for Bodkins. She might have stepped out. 9 seconds left in the game, 66-21 in favor of Bodkins, which played a zone defense tonight, which gave Fort Loramie some trouble, especially in the first half. Quickly down the floor, Redskins, 3 seconds remaining in the game. Here's a looping shot from the left wing, fired up there by, I think, Clara Gebhardt. No good, short, as the ball game comes to a close. 66-21, Fort Loramie beats Bodkins on the Redskins senior night. Fort Loramie winds up the regular season with a mark of 21-0, Bodkins 15-7. They head to the tournament next week. Bodkins in action on Thursday against the Houston Lehman Catholic winner. Fort Loramie in action on Tuesday against the Ansonia Triad victor. Back to wrap it up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville and Rutger Road, offering services such as home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among its current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For info and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Chuck, Fort Loramie victorious tonight, not nearly as sharp for the Redskins as in the game against Marion Local on Tuesday. You would not expect Fort Loramie to be as crisp tonight as they were against Marion Local. Nonetheless, Redskins victorious. Bodkins gave a pretty good account of itself through the first two quarters or so.
I'm not sure Bodkins isn't a better basketball team than Marion Local, if you want to know the truth.
Well, you know, I made the comment to you earlier tonight. Redskins have played a number of MAC opponents this year. Marion Local, at least based on the games against Fort Loramie, wasn't at the top of the MAC list, even though they're tied with Fort Recovery for the MAC lead.
Yep. Well,
small sample size.
Yeah, it's very small. Well, I think what I'm going to do tonight, Clancy's wise, I'm going to go with Kinley Top and Madison and Gerstner, the two seniors for Bodkins, and on the other side, Kennedy Gephardt, Taylor Ratterman, Macy M. Wally, and Marissa Myring will be the Clancy's players for Fort Loramie.
Like it. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So many thanks to Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com, a new sponsor, along with Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie and Hoing Builders in Anna. So happy to have had guests on with us tonight. Carl Arnes, owner-manager, 2 full years now at Brookins in Fort Loramie. And Jim Spitzer of Pinnacle Sports Therapy, new in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Jim Spitzer has a fine facility on Center Street in Versailles. He's been there for 13 years. Check him out in Fort Loramie. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. And our Fort Loramie game sponsors online with us for Fort Loramie contests only. We've talked about them several times tonight. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. And Goffney Furniture, Michigan Avenue in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan, for high-quality furniture priced right. Goffney will find you a perfect-fitting mattress, too, by using the new innovative support report system. Come in and try it. You'll feel the results. The perfect-fitting mattress from Goffney. And the highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney, just west of I-75 and Route 47. New inventory of furniture, always on display. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Chuck, the scoreboard is off. The score book is shut. I forgot.
65-21.
You were reading my mind. 65-21, Fort Loramie wins it. Defeated Bodkins first time around this year, 76-18. Redskins conclude the regular season 21-0, 12-0 in the Shelby County League. And the Bodkins Trojans, a good account of themselves tonight and all year long, 15-7 in the season. A youthful team under second-year head coach Phil Groves. It'll be a club to be reckoned with in the Shelby County Athletic League next year under Coach Groves' third season. Our next webcast tomorrow night right here at Fort Loramie. Should be a fine game. Bodkins boys come to town. It's a Bodkins boys team which has beaten both Fort Loramie and Jackson Center at Bodkins. Bodkins here tomorrow night. The third place on the line in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie needs to win to stave off Bodkins. Bodkins, with a win tomorrow night over Fort Loramie, has a real good shot at third place in the final standings. Bodkins does have a game on Monday with Anna.
Yep.
Lots of fun. Don't forget Saturday night, Anna home to Minster in an interesting interconference game. Shelby County Athletic League against the MAC on Saturday night, tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10 on Saturday night. And on Monday, we will be at either Anna or Fort Loramie, final boys game of the regular season. Fort Loramie hosts Fairlawn, Anna hosts Bodkins. We'll be at one of the two sites on Monday.
Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Chuck, once again, has the final score, which I've forgotten.
65-21.
Final tally once more. 65-23, Fort Loramie over Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.